Welcome to Real Estate and You. Folks, I've got to have a good one. I got Tommy Olive with me today, and you know, we got Tommy. We're going to have a good show, so y'all stay tuned. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Tommy Olive, how are you, sir?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing great.
Okay. I've always heard this wise tale, and I really believe it for sure now. It's been about 4 weeks, 5 weeks now. All the mesquites bloomed back out. You know, yeah. They say, okay, that means no more for you. Well, then my granny always said, if they bloom and then you see a scissor tail.
I've seen a bunch of them.
I have too.
Yeah.
So, and it sure looks like we're not going to, you know, have a freeze, but it's supposed to get cold.
Yeah, it got cold, didn't it? It's yesterday was
without
pretty
freezing.
Cold. Without freezing, yeah. You know, in San Angelo.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in Lubbock, but.
Well, it always gets colder in Lubbock. I got to tell you a little trivia real quick since you brought up Lubbock.
All right.
I don't know if y'all saw, but Texas Tech just released their starting lineup. For their football team.
I went to Tech.
Well, my nephew, Eli Cinco Howard, and they just put him as starting defensive end for the Texas Tech
man.
Red Raiders.
Cool. Wow.
So I'm pretty proud of him. I mean, you know, that's not playing at Loakey University. Like, I would have played there if they would have took me, but.
What
you know,
year is he in?
He's a sophomore.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to be starting. He only benches 400 pounds.
Whoa. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said to you. So, but you know, they get him up there, they feed him, they work him out, they. You know, like
getting down to 395.
You know. They make him. He's a monster now. Anyway, I'm just proud of him. I had to say that when you said Lubbock, I had to say that. So I will be making some trips to Lubbock to watch him. And
yeah,
very proud of him. Yeah, I'm gonna have to pull my horns in a little bit. Some.
No.
Still gonna have to put the horns back out. Some. I gotta go support.
Going Texas plays Tech.
Well, I'm gonna be at the game.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my tip. Well, I'm gonna root for.
Well, you win either way.
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna root
for the defense with Tex on the
there
field.
And
I root for. I don't know. I just kind of know what it is. Anyway, back to our real estate stuff. Tommy, you're right. It totally gets colder. The flowers and stuff that are coming out, but they're gonna be okay.
Oh sure, and you know really, you know we need some warmth, and so but we need some rain. Yeah, there's nothing. Like rain.
Rain just takes care of everything.
It just, man. It'll grow weeds, but it'll grow everything else, too. So we need rain. We need to be praying for rain. Because I've got a quarter inch twice, which is really almost nothing.
I came back from the ranch last week from Sonora. And actually, we'd be blessed on Sonora better than San Angelo.
Yeah.
But, and I know it's mostly weeds. But, oh, my goodness. You talk about beautiful. It's just green and lush everywhere you look. Of course... The only other bad thing is they've got more rattlesnakes out than I've ever seen this year. But everything's green and pretty. Just be careful where you're walking.
That's right. That's right. Well, I would just recommend and remind people that since it really hadn't rained, that you really ought to deep soak everything. Maybe y'all do that already with your landscape watering. But if you haven't, it's interesting that I read a publication by A&M. And they said that most established trees and shrubs, crepe myrtles and yopons and hawthorns and the you know hedges and stuff like that, would like to be flooded once a month. And that's all.
But what about rose bushes?
And roses, established roses also. If they're mulch, you got to mulch. I read about 40 years ago in an article that a 10-foot by 10-foot square of land, 100 square feet, 60 gallons of water can evaporate in one day.
Wow.
If you mulch, zero evaporates.
Wow, that's amazing.
So water's expensive.
And mulch isn't.
And so you should mulch. And if another bad thing about adding 60 gallons of water every day that you didn't need to is you're salting the soil every time you water.
You've brought that up to us several times, and we've talked about that, about how salt, since the you know we've got a new system and a new water treatment, is it still as salty as it used to be here in San Angelo?
Yes, because of the source. You know, and they say west of the Mississippi, in general, the water is, the aquifers are flowing through the limestone. Mm-hmm. And that dissolves, and so it's chippy, limey water, right?
Right.
High pH. They say east of the Mississippi, I don't know what it is, if it's granite or what the subbase is, but it's not limestone. And so that water's a little acidic. So we can't get away from
that salt.
From that salty, jippy water.
Well, and you know, salt kills stuff, so I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not good for it.
Putting more salt on. So we do it one time. Okay, but right now, okay, we're going to be in May before we know it.
Yeah.
You know? So we're doing. Let's talk about what kind of plants would you recommend us to start looking for to start kind of planting, or when to start planting, and what should we start doing?
You know, there are some plants that just laugh at the heat, but there's not many. Those plants can be planted when it's hot. And there's really quite a few of them, actually. Like lantana, like the Pride of Barbados Mexican Bird of Paradise that blooms orangey, red, you know.
Beautiful plants.
Yeah, easy, just the yellow bells, the esperanzas, they don't mind the heat at all. And then I mentioned lantana, they don't mind heat. And there's really, there's that blanket flower. There's a lot of things, gazanias, anyway, a bunch. But a lot of plants need to get rooted some before it gets hot. So the sooner you can plant, the better. And then as far as a lot of people are planting in pots, just having a big burst of color in pots, you can plant bougainvilleas anytime.
Oh, God, there's that word again.
Are you good with them?
I'll tell you, I think it started with your mother, back selling them to my mother, and I was a little kid. Those are the sticker plants, right? The ones that when you walk by them, they grab you and scratch you all over?
They can, especially that when the second year wood can be thorny.
So when your mom goes, go put them out, now bring them back in, now go put them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are still bad memories, but they're a beautiful plant.
I'll come back in the fall and we'll do a show and I'll tell you how to deal with them when you bring them in.
Okay. Well, yeah, I wish you'd have told me that when I was like 10 and 12.
That's right, yeah. That was 20 years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Tommy. Okay, so we've got those. But you were saying by doing them in the pots, you're saying put them in pots where you can move them in and out of the shade, or?
Yeah, and our soil isn't the best soil in the world. I was talking to a guy from Ohio State University, and he was in the horticulture or the agronomy classes or whatever, or teacher or whatever. And so he said, your soil, your topsoil in Texas would be rejected by anybody and everybody in the rest of the United States. This is subsoil. This is not topsoil. And so he was amazed at that our dirt would grow anything. But it's amazing how well it does grow stuff. But as far as, most of the listeners don't know about this, but you and I remember 40, 50 years ago when everybody was overwatering their plants. And clay was better than plastic.
Well, you remember that? And we have clay.
And because clay breathed,
yes,
and plastic doesn't.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, the last forever, there's nothing but plastic, and nobody's overwatering their plants. So what changed?